Welcome to Men in Charge in Briefs. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today, a news break looking at a peace officer possibly scamming people who are passing by.
Or he's doing his duty as a local bully.
Whichever you decide, there's an implicit question in today's episode that we ask you communicate to us in hopes of winning from us a valuable prize.
Welcome to this NPR News Break. I'm Charlene Heavers, but call me Charlie, reporting in a very spunky fashion from Mount Blanc, Minnesota, where a local peace officer, Justin Gams, claims to be innovating new methods for police work for an increasingly dangerous and risky 21st century.
How's that for an entrance? I also have a remote for the car's highlights, see?
I asked Justin what the rank of peace officer meant and what his daily duties were.
Police officer is a special division of city services outside of the fire department and the police and the pools and the garbage.
I pointed out that, contrary to expectations, his peace officer badge seemed to be made of shiny gold plastic.
Real ones in the shop, I guess, somewhere.
Officer Gams, let's talk about your new program here under Route 42 Bridge at mile 191 on Highway D. You call it Click It and Ticket?
See, I knew something about how the police had experimented with this program, Click It or Ticket, a few years back, trying to get people to use their seatbelts more. I guess it makes sense, but now I'm doing something like that, but different.
When I asked Officer Gams what a typical click-it-and-ticket stop looked like, he volunteered to turn on his sirens and wave over the next vehicle passing us on Highway D.
Okay, all right, stop now. My badge is here, concealed in this here wallet.
What seems to be the problem, officer?
Okay, now keep your hands where I can see them, ma'am. Do you know what you were doing?
I was doing 35 as posted. Like, posted right over there.
Yeah, but look down at your lap. You see that?
What? Is there something wrong with my knees?
No. See, you're buckled up. Now, normally that'd be a good thing. But look up there. Can you see the blue and white signs up under the bridge there and there?
Click it and ticket? Inspection point? Well, that's not how you spell inspection. And are those signs held on by neon plastic laundry pins?
Ma'am, I'm servicing you this ticket for wearing your seatbelt in an official Click It and Ticket zone. Just $300, and with the fee handling fees, that's $309, payable immediately.
I've never heard of a program like this. It makes no sense.
Some days can't catch a break. Sign the ticket and pay the penalty, or I'll...
Our NPR crew decided to cease recording right after the incensed driver peeled off the median, running over Peace Officer Gam's foot as she did so. After a few moments of quiet introspection, marked by fits of weeping, Officer Gams told us that most of his traffic stops unfolded like this. And yet, because of his dedication and resilience, and perhaps other traits that humans wisely chose to not name, this peace officer keeps on innovating police procedures day in and day out. Reporting from rural southwestern Minnesota, I'm Charlene Heavers for NPR.
Tony, did anyone take the bait?
Well, actually, someone did.
Oh.
Emerald Hedgerow from Goose Creek, Kentucky asks, if I'm driving above the speed limit and I don't get pulled over, how much faster can I drive and still get away with it?
Wow. I've never thought about using the law against itself in that way. Too bad that's not the right question.
No valuable prize for you, Emerald.
We do want to thank our cast, Ann Porter, Sarah O'Hare, and Kevin Decker.
This episode was written by Kevin Decker, and we're also going to thank the only man who paints the asphalt gaps in double yellow lines for easier lane changing, Brian Lindsay.